One of the activities going on this weekend, the Michigan Antique and Collectibles Festival, and it is at the fairgrounds in Midland. And as part of that, Terry Henney tomorrow will be there and have some special reports for you. You can listen for Terry's updates and look for him between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. And you'll hear Terry and his updates tomorrow during the last hour of the Mike Avery Saturday Show, during the Money Pit Show, and during Kevin Ray's Simply Financial Show. Terry will have some reports for you. The Michigan Antique and Collectibles Festival, it is this weekend in Midland. That's one of the events and activities that's going on to enjoy. Other things that are going on, well, speaking of Midland, you can enjoy sunshine and stories at Dow Gardens on Fridays, starting today through August, every Friday between 10 and 11 a.m., a chance to hear award-winning children's books read aloud in the children's garden, and all ages are welcome. Registration is not required. It's a drop-in event. And if you go to dowgardens.com, you can find out more information about that. I think I said .com. It's a .org. Dowgardens.org. Dowgardens.org to find out more. We have a reminder of the State Theater in Bay City presenting the Tim Wilson Revival Tour. And that's going on tonight. The showing at 7 o'clock, the Tim Wilson Revival Tour. 7 p.m. tonight, State Theater in Bay City. To find out more, tickets and information, statetheaterbaycity.org, statetheaterbaycity.org, and there's an R-E on the theater. Back to Midland at the Midland Center for the Arts. And performances tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday of the Broadway musical Anastasia. That's right, going to be on stage, part of the Huntington Bank Broadway and Beyond series. And as Broadway comes to the Midland Center for the Arts, all the great performances and the choreography and the story. And you can go to MidlandCenter.org for tickets and information. MidlandCenter.org tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday appearances for Anastasia, the Broadway musical coming to the Midland Center for the Arts. We have a reminder that today and then into tomorrow, the Delta College Planetarium special showings are once again going to be on presented on the docket of the planetarium's schedule. Between 2 and 3 today, it's Life Under the Arctic Sky. Between 3:30 and 4:30, The Search for Life in Space. That's today. Tomorrow at the planetarium, it's going to be The Secrets of Gravity. That's at 2. And at 3:30, The Search for Life in Space. All shows happening with tickets going on one sale before showtime. $7 for adults, $5 for seniors and kids, and Delta students and military. The Planetarium today and tomorrow with those special shows. Every Saturday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the Japanese Cultural Center, Tea House and Gardens in Saginaw, a traditional Japanese tea ceremony. Reservations are requested if you visit online. I don't have the exact site in mind. I think it's JapaneseCulturalCenter.org, I think. But you can certainly find it easily if you do a search. They prefer reservations, so they have a head count, so they know exactly how much to prepare when it comes to the special tea ceremony. So you can enjoy that. There is going to be this Saturday the Catch Me If You Can Free Family Fishing Festival at Haithco Recreation Area. The first 200 youth registered will get a free fishing pole. Volunteers are going to be on site to assist and help out. It begins at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, ends at 11 a.m., and there's a registration deadline of tomorrow at 9 a.m., so you still have time to get in. Even trophies awarded for families who catch the largest and most legal-sized fish. And some other giveaways and prizes, too. Get involved by going to SaginawCounty.com/parks. SaginawCounty.com/parks. Or search for Saginaw County Parks on Facebook for information for tomorrow's Catch Me If You Can Free Family Fishing Festival at Haithco Recreation Area. There is going to be opera on the screen at the Quality 10 Imagine in Saginaw, Metropolitan Opera Live, as it happens on Saturdays at 12:55 this Saturday. Hamlet will be the entertainment of opera for you to enjoy there. It's going to be a special volunteer cleanup going on with the National Wildlife Refuge System in with the Shiawassee National Wildlife Refuge. And it's going on tomorrow. Volunteers will clean by land or water, so boats are welcome. The target area is the M13 Cass River Boat Launch and the Wildlife Drive. Volunteers are going to meet at the Shiawassee Refuge headquarters. This is between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. tomorrow. There'll be some light refreshments provided after cleanup. Long sleeves and pants suggested. You should RSVP if you're in a group, but it's open to all. And you can contact this phone number to get more information and make sure you know exactly what you need. 989-777-5930. 989-777-5930 to help with the cleanup of the Shiawassee Wildlife Refuge, in particular the M13 Cass River Boat Launch and Wildlife Drive. The second annual Art Scene Festival is this weekend in Midland. Art Scene Festival it's a creative movement that celebrates the public arts and mural making to bring more vibrancy to the community. And there's a couple of places that will be a part of the Art Scene Festival. On Saturday at 11 a.m. until 5, live mural painting happening at the community at Ace Hardware and the wall there. And from 11 till 5, live mural painting to observe at the Little Forks mural site. That's near the rear parking lot of the Little Forks Outfitters building. And then some acoustic music, too, between 6 and 9 in the evening. From musicians at the Little Forks mural site, presented by Blue Light Music Venue. And then more of the painting going on Sunday, too. Go to artscenefestival.com to find out more. That's artscenefestival.com for this weekend in Midland. There's going to be a special opportunity on Monday to help with a fundraiser. Grace Church is partnering with Bayshore Camp to bring Bayshore on the Road Day Camp to Bay City. And it's going to be 4 days of camp craziness for kids in grades K through 5. It does cost about $170 for kids to attend, but to make it affordable and bring the cost down to $40 per kid, a spaghetti dinner and dessert auction fundraiser will be held on Monday. And the dinner starts at 5, and the dessert auction starts at 7. And this is going on Monday at Grace Church, West Campus at 4267 2 Mile Road in Bay City. You can go to BayCityGraceChurch.org to find out more. BayCityGraceChurch.org. This Monday, June 6th, for that special spaghetti and dessert auction fundraiser to help out with the kids at Bayshore Camp with Grace Church. Jazz on Jefferson is back in Saginaw this coming Wednesday. As you'll find musicians and classic cars and food and even a free concert at First Congregational Church with the New Reformation Jazz Band at 7:30. Jazz on Jefferson starts at 4:45 in the afternoon, goes till 8 o'clock this coming Wednesday, June 8th, in Saginaw. Part of Saginaw Celebrates Summer, by the way, which is getting underway for another year, presented by Hemlock Semiconductor. And we have a reminder, and this is going to be interesting. If you're going to see a lot of boats and people fishing, come next Thursday and Friday. We mentioned it today because next Thursday obviously starts it. The Strike King Bassmaster Series, presented by Bass Pro Shops, is coming to Saginaw Bay next Thursday and Friday. It's the college series, by the way, so some of the younger anglers having a chance to display their skills. It's going to be on the southwestern side of Lake Huron, and your chance to note that Saginaw Bay, a great fishery, is going to be part of the Bassmaster College Series this coming next Thursday and Friday. Some events, some activities, some things to see, do, and enjoy. We just scratched the surface because there's so many more. But just going to give you a little round of certain things that are going on.